At some point, you take a look in the mirror and let's face it, you don't like what you see. Wrinkles here, sagging skin there, greying hair, maybe that sparkle's just gone out of your eyes. And even if you're young, the face staring back at you from the mirror can somehow seem to be less than you think it should be. So, what do people do these days? Well, they have a makeover. Anything from buying a new outfit to a trip to the beauty therapist or the hairdresser, a nip and tuck here and there, be it physically or emotionally, sometimes you get to feeling that what you really need is a makeover, something to rejuvenate you inside and out. Well, it's not just you. It's lots of people, so many in fact, that it's spawned a plethora of so-called reality TV shows about makeovers. Body makeovers, fashion and style makeovers, home renovations, it's all the rage. But those are all external makeovers. And sure, it's nice to have an external makeover. But what about you on the inside? Your tiredness, your flaws, your bad attitudes, that lack of satisfaction and contentment. If the truth be known, that's really where the action is. When you stop and think about it, that's really the sort of makeover that we need, the sort that refreshes your soul from the inside. The question is, where do you get it? Romans chapter 6, verse 4. So when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ and took part in his death. And just as Christ was raised from death by the wonderful power of the Father, so we can now live a new life. Maybe that feels like a bit of an odd place to go when we're chatting about this whole idea of having a makeover. But the whole point of Jesus being raised from the dead was to bring that sort of a makeover into your life and mine. Not some shallow, skin-deep makeover, but literally a new life. The sort of new life that maybe, just maybe, you've been looking for. People go searching for makeovers in all sorts of different places. Great. But the effects, the benefits, they never seem to last, do they? This new life that God wants you to have through Jesus, his Son, that'll last you an eternity. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.